This is the home of the Bulls.
And the home of Waddle and Sylvie. Broadcasting live from the Mazda State Street Studio. WMVP AM Chicago.
You mean to tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it?
Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back,
but it was signed by Babe Ruth.
Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crap.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Our guy Vince Clementi isn't with us today. He's homesick today. Bill, I think I made him ill as soon as he found out I picked the same fantasy golfer that he did this week.
Who's that?
It's Dustin Johnson, and Vince is right up among the leaders. I'm not doing well at all. I'm like the kiss of death. When I pick somebody, they immediately, like an alligator, picks up one of their balls and takes off with it. So Vince won't be here, but if you call in and get in our drawing, Vince at ercdelivery.com is still the email that you have to email at the end of the show. I guess I'll announce the winner. Let me get up to that random.org, and I'll announce the winner at the end of the show. The number is 312-332-3776. Give us a call with a question about the value of a collectible, and Bill and I will try to give you our best estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. With the NFL draft coming to Chicago this week, I thought it would be a great week to give away a box of 2015 Upper Deck football. This is a good product. They have three autographs per box, and the autographs, I don't know if all of them, but virtually all of them, are of the guys that will be in the draft this year. So you can get autographed cards in their college uniforms of guys like Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota and hopefully some awesome first-round pick that the Bears get with the number 7 pick. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. You can also tweet me a question at T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And during the week, you can email Tom at T-CrownTom.com an item, or you can stop by T-Crown with an item. And Bill, we've been getting a lot of people stopping by during the week, some with some really neat items for the Huggins and Scott auctions. And I'm getting some emails and some tweets. Now, just so people know, the next Huggins and Scott auction bidding begins June 1st. Items are already up at HugginsandScott.com. All kinds of items already up there. There's a real neat group of 1933 to 2013 complete run of 84 different All-Star Game programs, and this has a $7,500 minimum bid. That's neat. I don't think I've ever seen that big of a group all in one, Bill.
I don't think I have either. And actually, believe it or not, once I think we just got them back from grading, there's going to be the twin to that, which is the tickets to all those games.
Oh. So those will be graded and authenticated by who grades those?
SGC graded those. The first 18, I think we got graded. But the rest are not. But there's some really tough ones in there.
Oh, I bet. Now, is that going to be a lot also, that whole group of tickets?
Yep. You'll probably see that in the catalog literally right next to the run of programs, you know.
All right. Very good. So the bidding begins June 1st in the Huggins and Scott auction. Now, yesterday, I want to get to this one for sure. Mike from Chicago stopped by T-Crown, Bill, and he's got some really neat stuff. It sounds like he's a diehard listener. And he comes in wearing a White Sox jacket and looking for Chris Bryant cards, which I'm seeing a lot of that lately. They might love the White Sox, but the money of the Chris Bryant stuff is big. His stuff is really hot. But Mike has, he sent me a picture of this, which I put on at T Crown Tom at Twitter. It's a Ulysses Grant cut autograph, which came from, I believe, from 2008 Upper Deck, and it's numbered to 6. We were trying to estimate the value of that. I thought it might be a couple of grand. Another guy has up on eBay a buy it now best offer with one of these 6, I think number 1 of 6, and he's asking like an $8,200 buy it now or best offer, which seems kind of hot. Grant's not, as far as presidential 1800 signatures, he's probably not one of the tougher ones, but obviously a big name, being a general also. First off, is that something you would want to try in a Huggins and Scott auction if Chicago Mike wanted to do that? And
absolutely.
What would you start the bidding at on something like that? Do you have an estimate yourself of what that might go for?
Well, I think your estimate is probably a little bit closer to reality than this guy trying to get $8,000 for this thing.
Yeah, that, you know, and sometimes I think the guys throw out the buy it now best offers. They throw out a high buy it now, hoping somebody will grab it.
Yeah, and they'll end up taking $1,900.
Yeah, I think you're probably right with that. So, but anyway, yeah, I'll tell them that you definitely would be interested in that. Sounds like Chicago Mike just loves the show. He came in. I think he was expecting like it was going to be like way bigger and way more stuff. There was a bunch of people there when he came in, but he's like, so this is it, huh? I think I don't know if some guys think it's going to be the Taj Mahal Tea Crown in Naperville. Just a small little card shop with a lot of guys.
Isn't that what the T stands for, is Taj, right?
Yeah, right. Well, we have a bunch of callers waiting here already, Bill, so I guess we should get right to them. We've got, is this Tab from Mount Prospect?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
How's it going?
Good. What do you have?
I have a Seattle Slough plaque with all three winning tickets of the Triple Crown. On the back, it says number 137 of 400. I have no idea what it's worth.
And what exactly is it?
It's a plaque of Seattle Slough and all three of the winning tickets from the Triple Crown.
Oh, I see. All three tickets from Seattle. So that's kind of neat. Bill, what do you think on that one?
Well, Tab, are they tickets to the event or are they $2 win tickets on the horse?
They're $2 win tickets.
Okay, so it's the uncashed tickets. Now, is this a replica copy of those tickets or are those actual tickets or are you sure?
They're original tickets.
They're original tickets, okay. Well, I mean, Seattle Slough, him and Affirmed and Secretariat are the three, you know, big Triple Crown winners in the 70s. I would guess this thing is probably $500 to $1,000. It's not quite what the Secretariat one would bring.
Right.
But I would think the Seattle Slough and the Affirmed ones, if they're original tickets, you know, framed. Now, there's no programs from either of those things. It's just a picture of what, Seattle Slough and then these three tickets?
Yes.
Yeah, the picture's not signed by the jockey or anything?
No, there's no signature, none.
Like I said, I haven't seen one of those in a while. When you say it's numbered out of 100 and some, though, that leads me to believe that there are 100 and some of them out there rather than this is one that somebody put together, so.
Yeah, there's 400 out there, and this was 137. And I guess on it, it says he was the last undefeated Triple Crown winner. So
how long ago did you pick this up?
I got it as a present, I don't know, 30 years ago or so. I don't even know.
Oh, so it's been a while. Bill, you think you'd want to try that in an auction?
Oh, absolutely. It would certainly be a good item for our June auction because that would coincide during the Triple Crown run between May and middle of June when they run the, you know, the Belmont. So
well,
you're going to have
If you want to run that, the Huggins and Scott phone number is 301-608-0355.
All right. I will think about it.
Yeah, very good. That's cool. Very neat. Yeah, that you're right about Secretariat stuff really goes nuts. It's too bad Secretariat couldn't sign items. Can you?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he couldn't, actually. He could do everything else. But okay, we've got, let's see who's next on the line. Joe from Highwood. What do you have there, Joe? What's new?
Good morning, guys. Good morning.
Oh.
Back in 1967, I played for a kids all-star basketball team called the Highwood Little Guys. And we were at a tournament in Miami in the springtime. And in the same hotel with us was the Pittsburgh Pirates. And lo and behold, right across from our room was Roberto Clemente.
Ooh.
So, yeah. So we kept waiting while we were down there. And lo and behold, one afternoon, he came strolling down the hall, actually with a couple ladies on his arms. And we're all got our heads out the doors, and hey guys, how you doing? He invited us into his room. He gave us all cokes, and he gave us all an autograph. So on a piece of paper, not a ball, which I understand is huge if it was on a ball.
Oh yeah.
On a piece of paper, I have Roberto Clemente's autograph. No other scratches. It's in perfect condition, but it's not on a ball. So at this point, I was just kind of wondering what it might be worth.
So a cut signature Roberto Clemente, Bill, you thinking somewhere 500 to a grand for that?
Yeah, Joe, that you're talking 500 to 1,000. The only thing that could make it better than that is if I could see the signature, if it literally has no breaks in it, which has nothing to do with you or anything. It would be just the pen that he used that day and how much pressure he used. If there are no breaks in that signature, could actually be graded a 9 or a 10. You could probably be looking at twice that number.
Ah, very good. Can you maybe tweet a picture of it to me? No.
Nah, I can't. I don't have a Twitter account. You know, the ironic part, I brought it to a show a few years back, and it's very, very loopy. And if you don't know what you're looking at, you're probably not going to know what it is. But I walked up to the guy, and first thing out of his mouth was, oh, you got Roberto's autograph. So he knew what he was looking at.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, I'm going to break your heart. I said, why? He goes, right now, I'd probably give you about 300-400. If it was on a ball, I'd give you about three times that much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
actually,
it's still
a signed ball. Yeah, a signed ball of his, Joe, is probably, depending on sharp condition, 5,000 to 8,000.
Yeah, with a real nice signature.
Wow.
But now, yeah. if like Bill's saying, if yours is a real solid signature, you got something there. You can either, and if you want to sell it in a Huggins and Scott auction, they'll get it authenticated for you at a better price than you'd be able to get on your own. You could stop by T Crown in Naperville with it, and I could look at it and tweet a picture for everybody, or you can just work it out with Bill and send it to him if you're thinking of selling it. Yeah,
you know what? I think it's one of those things I want to hand out to my kids. You know,
well, that's cool. You know, if you're hanging on to it, one thing you might want to do is go to a framer that handles sports framing, that knows what they're doing, and get a real neat photo of Clemente and get the photo matted with the cut signature matted underneath it, and it makes a great display.
Yeah, you're right. I got it in the safety deposit box just because, and I go look at it once in a while.
Well, there you go. At least you get to enjoy it once in a while.
There you go. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Now, I got another. Now, this is, I call him the mysterious listener who with his email, signs them just with the letter U, okay? He sent an email, this is you from an email, about, okay, Tom, shortly after the Apollo 11 mission concluded in 1969, I was 8, I sent letters to Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins asking for their autographs. They each responded with a signed picture. Armstrong and Collins both signed just their names, and Aldrin included my first name. So I put a picture on my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID of his Neil Armstrong photo. It is a beautiful, clean photo with a real nice signature. Bill, the three of them, would you do that as a lot in an auction and probably go over 1,000? What do you think on those currently?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know, Neil Armstrong sells for probably 3 to 4 times what the other two sell together.
Right.
Just because of his fame and all that. But, yeah, no, the three of them together, that's peanut butter, jelly, and bread. That's the perfect sandwich.
Right, yeah. That would be a great lot in an auction. And I think you'd, for the three of them, you'd be pretty confident breaking 1,000.
Oh, easily, especially if the Armstrong is nice. And you say Armstrong was the one not personalized, right?
Yeah, two of them weren't, and one of them was. So, yeah, I think it's the Armstrong looks great. If you go to T Crown Tom on Twitter, you can I posted a picture of it. Okay, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince is out sick today, but we're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what it might sell for in a current auction. And with the NFL draft coming to Chicago this week, we're giving away a box of 2015 Upper Deck football, which is a very nice product this year. Has 3 autographs of players in their collegiate uniforms, guys like Jameis Winston and Mariota, and all the guys that are going to be in this year's draft are signed cards in that Upper Deck product. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 o'clock. And let's see now. One more item I want to get to before we get to calls in the break here. I think I sent to you and Josh. I did. Yeah, we talked about this one where a guy had called our show, has a Robert Kennedy and JFK signed book with a separate letter signed by Robert Kennedy. And the question is whether these autographs are secretarial or real. I think someone had suggested they thought they were secretarial, but the way the letter from Robert Kennedy and his whole story behind it makes it sure seem like there's at least a chance, Bill, that these could be real signatures.
Yeah, I saw the pictures of those. I think what it is the authenticators would want to look at the item and see the pen pressure or whether or not it was equal as opposed to something signed by an auto pen or something of that nature.
Yeah, they do look like the two Robert Kennedy signatures looked a little different from the letter in the book. So I don't think they're auto pen unless maybe one of them is. But secretarial, who knows? So, well, it's time for a short break here, folks. We'll be on till late, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ercdelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi is home sick today, but he's here in spirit with us. We're taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. You can call us at 312-332-3776. You can tweet me a question with a picture of an item at TCrownTom is my Twitter ID. During the week, you can email Tom at TCrownTom.com. And if you have something you think you would be worth selling in a Huggins and Scott auction, if you want to call Bill Huggins during the week, the number there is 301-608-0355. The Huggins and Scott June auction bidding begins June 1st. There's Moose Skowron, 1959 All-Star bat. He's a Chicago favorite, played with Yankees, but from the Chicago area, passed away, the last year or so, was just a great guy. And it's a 1959 All-Star bat showing no signs of use. I guess it was issued for Moose, but I don't know that it was used in the game. But still, if you're a Moose Skowron fan, this would be a great collectible. And another item, a Blackhawks 1934 Stanley Cup Finals clinching game program from Chicago Stadium. The Blackhawks won this best of 5 series 3-1 to win their first Stanley Cup, and they beat the Red Wings. So it was that was an awesome year for the Blackhawks. And congratulations to the Hawks on winning last night, coming down from 3-1. That was awesome. So a late night probably for some people, but a great win for the Blackhawks. Let's get to the calls here. We've got Jim from Glen Ellen. What do you have there, Jim?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, I have something unique. So about 20 years ago, I spent 20, 25 years ago, I spent a week at a trade show sitting between Gordie Howe and Ernie Banks. And so the stories, and it was just an incredible week.
Oh, my gosh, I can imagine. Yeah. Both great guys, too, huh?
And to listen to the two talk to each other about the things they had been through, and Mark was playing at the time, and it was pretty cool. So anyway, I have two autographs, okay? I have Ernie Banks. It's just a stock picture with his signature, and it says to Jim and that sort of thing. And then the other is a Polaroid with Gordie Howe. I'm never going to sell them. I'm just intrigued if they're even worth anything.
So there was a picture of you with Gordie Howe that he signed?
Yes, but they're personalized, which usually takes value away from it.
Yeah, it really does. And you know what? You're right. The value of that wouldn't be enough for you to sell them. You know, keep those in your family. That's a great memory. You'd probably only be looking $25 to $50 tops for each item, but the memories for you and everything. And if you think of it sometime, you know, during the week or whatever, any week you come up and you think of a story from that time you want to pass along to us that one of those guys told, give us a call back, because I'm sure there were some great ones.
Well, it was interesting because the night before we went back to one of the shows, one of the days, Mark had actually scored a hat trick. And so I went down to the booth, and Gordie was there, and I'm telling you, he was beaming.
So you're talking about his son, Mark Howe, scored a hat trick.
Correct.
Wow, that's cool.
It was pretty cool. So, yeah. Okay, guys, thanks. I was just wondering offhand.
Yeah, neat items. Thanks for the call. Next on the line, we have Mike from Crestwood. Mike, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? You know, it was 1997. My friend was going to the racetrack. And he was telling me that the 1947 Chicago Cardinals were doing a 50th year anniversary. And I figured I had to get something to get signed on. So I went and picked up a white helmet, you know, that didn't have any emblems at all on it. And I had all of the 1947 Chicago Cardinals, Max Bortolini, Ernie Helmsman, Charlie Trippett, all of these guys, all signed in red marker.
Now, was that a championship year for them?
It was. It was the last time the Cardinals won the championship, 1947.
Okay.
And that was, you know, when they were in the Super Bowl, or not the Super Bowl, in the playoffs, you know, they were, you know, flashing back to the 1947 Chicago Cardinals, which they were in Chicago at the time.
Yeah, right.
And so it's a beautiful helmet with beautiful signatures. There's probably 50 signatures on it.
Wow, Bill, what do you think of that one?
Wow.
At the time, all of these guys were, you know, in their 70s and 80s, you know, figured they played when they were 20 years old. And, you know, they were, you know, 70 years old at the time. That was 20 years ago.
You know,
most of them are gone.
I think I was at a White Sox game at the time when they had a reunion for those guys, and a bunch of them were on the field and walked up past me. So that's actually kind of interesting. But what do you think of the value of that, Bill?
I think there's like six Hall of Famers on there.
Yeah,
that
right.
Yeah. I mean, you say there's close to 50 signatures. Maybe you're thinking 20 or 25. I'm just thinking if there's 50, who else signed it?
There was more than 25.
Team only
had 50, though. Yeah.
Seems like 50, huh?
Okay.
Yeah. I think there was only one guy that wasn't there on the team.
Wow.
That's what they were telling me that back in the day. Everybody was there except for one person. I don't know who that one person is.
That would be cool to get that roster and match it up and see, you know, how many of them you got and who you're missing.
Yeah, well, they have the fake program, you know, like an alternate program when I went to dinner that night.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was a nice dinner up at, you know, the racetrack, at Hawthorne Racetrack. And so everybody was there. It was a nice evening. You know, we ate dinner. And
very cool.
Everybody signed autographs, took pictures with everybody.
And, Bill, what do you think value-wise for that helmet?
Gosh, Mike, I really don't know. I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
I haven't
like
either.
That.
Yeah.
You certainly haven't. I was the only one there with a helmet that was getting signed. You know,
boy, that would
autographs, but this is a real unique piece from 47 championship.
That rings a bell, really, as those are all the flags that usually lead to a real good auction, don't they, Bill?
Yeah, is this something you'd be interested in selling, Mike?
You know, I kind of am interested in selling it, but, you know, I really think that it belongs to the owner of the of the Cardinals down in Arizona now. I mean, I really think that he should have this thing. It's his father's team. You know, he threw the the son who owns the team right now, you know, he threw that party for those guys. And, you know, I think it's just it's a Hall of Fame piece, you know. I mean, it's definitely a piece that, you know, is part of Chicago history, part of the Cardinals history. You know, that was the last time they won the Super Bowl, 1947. So it's been a long time. And, you know, they've had some pretty good teams in the last year or two. You know.
Well, if you're going to sell it, if you do decide you want to do that, Bill would be happy to auction it for you. And he gets all the autographs authenticated at a good price. If you just want to bring it into T-Crown sometime, if you're keeping it and you want to show it to me, I'll take some pictures and post them on Twitter. Great item, though. Great story. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, what do you think the value would be on something like that in an auction?
Probably.
It's hard to say, Mike. You got to be talking 500 to 1,000 plus, and it could be plus. I really, you know, without having
500 for a full team autographed helmet from the 1947 Chicago Cardinals.
What's that?
He's saying. No, he's saying 500 to 1,000 with the potential plus. Where when the bidding goes on it. I think there it would be hard to put a cap on it, right, Bill? I mean, who knows?
Yeah, I mean, if this thing was signed back in 1947 as period signatures, you're talking a much different value than something that was signed 50 years later.
Oh, I totally agree. But, you know, I mean, a $500 helmet sounds like, you know, a good player.
No, he's not saying $500. He's saying, you know, that would be like a very minimum. And then the auction with the bidding, who knows where it might go. There's nothing else really to compare it to, so it's hard to put an actual price on it. But I think the bidding could take off pretty well on that one if he ever did decide to sell it. Pete just sent a picture of an item at T Crown Tom on Twitter, a Ryan Braun game used bat. Ryan Braun stuff still, hasn't come back from his steroid problem. Bill, have you noticed a drop? Have you had any of his game used stuff? Or I would imagine his stuff is down now.
Well, I really haven't seen much of it because I'm guessing the people who have some of his stuff, the smart people, are just holding it now and waiting for him to win the Triple Crown or do something like that as far as to bring his name back into the fold on a good note rather than a bad note.
Yeah, so definitely not an item you'd want to sell right now. Hang on to it and hope his career makes a comeback. And we've got, let's see, waiting on the line is Mike from Itasca. Thanks for the call, Mike. What's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great.
I'm just calling. My grandfather used to sometimes work security in the Cubs locker room when I was really young. He was able to give me a baseball signed by Rick Sutcliffe, Brian Sandberg, and Andre Dawson. I was wondering if that had any value.
Oh, that's got some value to it. I'd probably try to turn that into a team-signed ball because Sutcliffe's never going to be in the Hall of Fame. You've got two Hall of Famers and one who was a good player. So you're not looking that much, you know, maybe $50, $60. But I think if you have the time and the inclination, it might be something, a good one to try to turn into a Hall of or a team-signed ball.
All right, perfect. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you. Next on the line, we have Dennis from the Ville, Naperville. What's up, Dennis?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good.
I'm calling to see if you guys have a kind of an estimate. I don't think I'm willing to sell, but I have a baseball that got autographed by Frank Thomas, Carlton Fisk, and a few others from the 93 era.
Okay, so they were all on the same team.
Yes.
Yeah.
The White Sox back then.
If it had just been Fisk and Frank Thomas, the good part about that, it's a both Hall of Famers. Now, if you have enough, usually, what is it, about 20, 22 names or so? If you get that much, it's considered a team signed ball, as long as you have the keys from a team, Bill?
Yeah, I mean, usually 20 plus people will, you know, call that a team ball.
Yeah, so I think it, depending on how many you have, you might as well fill it out now. If you had a team signed ball with those guys on it, depending on who else you get on that, you're probably looking at least 100 and maybe somewhere $100 to $200. And the problem with that, it's so expensive to get them authenticated if you're selling it. when on team signed balls, you'd probably have to hang on that for a while rather than sell it. A team signed authentication can get pretty expensive. Do they usually give you a discount on some of the newer teams, Bill, when you're getting team signed items authenticated, or is it pretty much similar pricing no matter what the era?
Well, it's really based on the amount of autographs on an item. You know, single signed items are one thing, team signed, you're looking at 20 to as many as 40 or so if you're talking football and stuff like that. So, yes, it's sort of the same as far as era or whatever. Some of the older team balls back in the 20s, 30s may take a little bit more time because researching some of those older names, but the newer ones are about the same.
I had a guy stopped in with an interesting team signed ball. It was a 1996 Oryx Blue Wave Championship team signed ball with Ichiro was one of the signatures in it. It wasn't like a hardball size. It looked like it was about like a 12-inch softball size on a little stand. And to me, if you could authenticate that, I think it's got a lot of value potential. But the problem is the autograph authenticators don't have examples of all those guys for authenticating them. So I don't know what you do in that case. I don't know if there's anybody in Japan that could authenticate that, or if you could get letters from the owners of the team at the time where that came from. I really don't know where to go with it, but I don't think the authenticators have all those examples where they could authenticate them all, Bill.
No, you're right. That would probably be very hard. However, if they could at least authenticate Ichiro, it may be the duck theory that takes over where,
yeah,
you know, if the good guy's good, the rest of the guys are generally good as well.
Yeah, and if nothing else, you have an Ichiro signed ball from 1996 with at least examples of some of the guys on the team you would think would also be good. So, I guess that would be the case. Maybe just try to get that one authenticated and any more that they might be able to do, and then sell, and that's how you would sell it that way. Don't you think that would have the potential, though, to be hundreds for a ball like that?
Oh, yeah. I think so. And I think that a lot of times we've had letters from the authenticators where they'll say several signatures on the ball are we're not saying they're good, we're just saying they're unidentifiable or unauthenticatable at this time.
Right. So. But I think Ichiro has a real good chance to be the first and, I don't know, maybe only guy who could be elected to both the Japanese and the U.S. Halls of Fame. So if that happened, his stuff long-term would just be huge. All right, it's time for another short break here now. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8, so hang in there. We'll be right back.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery is ill today, but the winning prize will be delivered by his company, ERC Delivery. We'll do the drawing at the end of the show. The number's 312-332-3776. With the NFL draft coming to Chicago this week, I decided to give away a box of 2015 Upper Deck football, 3 autographs per box, and it's the guys that are in this year's NFL draft that signed in there, so you have a chance for guys like Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Amari Cooper, all those guys have signed, Kevin White. You can potentially get their autographs in the product. So give us a call, and we'll try to give you an estimate of what your collectible might sell for in a current auction. And we've got a line waiting here. Now, I heard it at the break, the Historic Autographs Company, an ad for them. I had checked on their last product, the Celebrity 2 product that came out. Some of the cuts had a first-day issue stamp date on them. And Kevin Hefner from Historic Autographs, I asked the question, said that that didn't necessarily mean that that is the date that the autograph was signed. We had that question from a couple of people, like it was a Carol Burnett autograph and it was date stamped 1972. She could have signed it later. It didn't necessarily mean it was signed at that time. And they have a real neat product coming out actually in May with a tobacco era card and a cut signature, which we're looking forward to. So let's get to the calls. We got a lot waiting here. Mark from Oak Park. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Good morning. I've got a Ernie Banks picture that I got when I was a kid at one of these Unity Bank signings where he was at, probably mid-70s. What's that?
Was it in a Cub uniform?
No. It was street clothes, but it was like a mass signing. So it's personalized. I just didn't know if it was worth much, if anything.
Yeah, more of a keepsake, probably $25 to $50, somewhere in that range, depending on how it looks. And Mr. Cub, there'll always be demand for his stuff, but when they're personalized, then it's not an action photo or a Cub photo that takes away from the value. Okay, next on the line, we've got Mike from the South Side. What's new, Mike?
What's going on?
How are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Good.
I have the autographed team picture of the Bears when they were on strike in street clothes with picket signs. Just wondering if they had any sort of value to
it. So you got not the spare Bears, you got the original Bears.
The real Bears, and that's what it's autographed off.
How many?
I would say about 30. Key players missing would be Walter Payton and Jim McMahon, but there's Dan Hampton, Steve McMichael, Otis Wilson, Mike Singletary, Dave Dillerson, who's passed away now. Pretty much all the key players but Walter Payton and Jim McMahon.
Yeah, it obviously hurts, especially missing Walter, and if you could get McMahon, that would be good. But I would think still you're probably looking at least 100 and probably, depending on how it looks, somewhere in the $100 to $200 range for that item. Bill, I like to check stats for baseball, for fantasy baseball, and just to see who's hot, who's not. And I found this thing today. I hadn't even noticed this guy, Devon Travis. He's playing second base for the Blue Jays. He's hitting 383 so far this year with 5 homers and 16 RBIs for a second baseman. He had a 2014 Bowman Chrome card. His Bowman Chrome Red Refractor, number 1 of 5 in a BGS 9.5, just sold for $799. So that's a guy to keep an eye out for in the products. I had never heard of him before this morning. Isn't that something? But
man, no, I never heard of them, yeah.
Yeah, that's some good money. So the Bowman 2015 is supposed to be coming out this week, Bowman Baseball, which is always a popular product. So we'll have to see if he's in that and some of the other hot guys that are in there. Mike from Wilmette, thanks for waiting. What do you have there, Mike? Hello, Mike from Wilmette. Are you there?
Let's go while we're young.
Oh, it looks like poor Mike's been waiting too long and probably is taking a pit stop right now. Okay, let's go to Bob in Tinley Park. What do you have there, Bob?
I got a Jeremy Roenick stick. It was actually the same brand that he used in the games, and it's signed by him.
Okay, so it wasn't a game used, but the same style stick that he uses in a game.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good item in the $100 range, I would think, if the autograph's authenticated. How much more? I think Jeremy Roenick, I haven't really looked that closely at his stats, but he'd seem like a Hall of Fame potential guy to me, wouldn't you think, Bill?
Oh, I think so. I don't know when his eligibility would come up, but I'd be surprised if he doesn't make it.
Yeah, the Blackhawks should have never gotten rid of him, but they made a lot of bad mistakes in the 90s, which at least they've gotten past that. They're doing the right moves now, that's for sure. Okay, let's see, waiting the longest, Mark from Ottawa, Illinois. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Good.
I got a throwback jersey, a Fergie Jenkins jersey. That was signed at a Cub game. They were giving away 100 of these at the game. I won a ticket to win the jersey. And anyway, I was just wondering something. I had it signed by him that day.
Fergie Jenkins throwback jersey, Cub uniform signed by Fergie.
signed by Fergie, yes.
Yeah, probably, you know, the jerseys aren't doing all that well right now, but I'm thinking, and he's an easier signature, probably still in a retail, that would be about $150, I would think. You know, Bill, going back to that historic autographs, that the celebrity edition, I've got one on eBay now. And this is one of those things, I don't see this being that good of an eBay card. It's an actress named Maria Montez. She died at the age of 39 in 1951. It's a one-of-one cut signature autograph. Apparently a really popular actress in the 40s. And when a popular actress dies at a young age, there's good value to the signatures, but who's searching Maria Montez on eBay? You know what I mean? I'm trying to think of the best way to sell an item like that. I it seems like it should be worth, you know, at least $150 to $200, but I don't know. I don't see it. You don't like to auction that on eBay because who's searching Maria Montez? You could start it for 99 cents and there'd only be one person see it. You know what I mean? I guess maybe you do an auction and you start it at a higher price. I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes, though, the only thing rarer than an item is a buyer for it.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. It could be the only one out there, but if nobody's looking, it doesn't help you much. Okay, next on the line, we've got Carl from Lockport. Thanks for waiting, Carl. What do you have?
I got a couple items. One is, it's similar to the previous caller. It's a Ron Sano jersey, signed by Sano. It was a giveaway 1969 jersey.
So it's a 69 style jersey signed by Santo, the Cubs jersey. Now, that's actually would be, to me, worth more than Fergie. I'd probably have that maybe in the 250 range if it's authenticated, right, and I had it hanging at T-Crown.
All right, and then also I've got a baseball autographed by both Wade Boggs and Ryan Sandberg. Sandberg signed at HOF, but Boggs just put a signature on it.
Okay, that's neat. The one interesting tie-in on that one, their rookie cards are both in the 1983 top, so that's kind of neat.
And they both went in the hall the same year, too. They
yeah.
were selected in.
Now, were they the only two that year?
I don't recall.
Yeah, that'd be something to check. But that actually is a good tie-in there. I'm thinking that's in the $100 to $200 range. I like that combo on that ball. That's a good one. Okay, boy, we had a lot of calls today. Let's see. Trying to get to as many of them as possible. Here's Lewis from Olympia Fields. What do you have, Lewis? Is it Louie or Lewis?
Lewis.
Hi, Lewis.
I got a 1957 Shakespeare spinning reel, and it's signed by Ted Williams.
Oh, a fishing reel.
Right.
Boy, I guess, you know, I don't know that much about fishing, but it sounds like after his baseball career, he was a pretty legendary fisherman.
Yes, he was.
So that's kind of neat. Now, what do you think of that, Bill?
Well, Lewis, I guess it was made by Sears, which Ted Williams endorsed. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah, and do you have a box that came in or just the reel?
I just got the reel and the gold. You know, they came in little gold bags. I got the reel and the gold bag that it came in.
Oh, okay. Gosh, you know, Lewis, I would say that thing's got to be $300 to $500 or more. I mean, it's very unique. It's very old. It is a fishing reel rather than, you know, a baseball-related item. But still, it's definitely hundreds of dollars. It would be a neat item for our auction if you ever decided to sell it, because there are not many of them out there.
Okay. All right. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Nate Lewis, and if you want to get in touch with Bill Huggins, the number there is 301-608-0355, Huggins and Scott Auctions. The June Huggins and Scott Auction, the bidding begins June 1st. You can go to HugginsandScott.com and see previews. They're putting new stuff up there every day. I know one of the guys that lives near me sent through me a lot of 14 1981 Donruss golf boxes with one 1982 Donruss golf box and four golf sets. The unopened stuff in baseball, I'll tell you, is really taken off. Even going back to the 70s. It'll be interesting to see what that golf does. It seems like those will do pretty well also.
Yeah, the 1982 one, the box he has, is 5 or 10 times as tough as the 1981.
Really? They're not around as much, huh?
No, I guess the product didn't really go over as big in 81, so they scaled back production quite a bit.
And then they ended up just canning it after that, I guess.
Yep, it was two and done.
Yeah. Brian from the South Side, what do you have there, Brian?
Hello, good morning, Tom. How are you?
Great.
I've got a Ted Williams Kodak photo with the Louisville Slugger on his. He's looking to the right. It's an awesome photo. It's a very young photo. Oh, a very young Ted Williams, I should say.
Okay.
It's about a foot, about 24 by,
Is it like a poster size or more like an 8x10 photo size?
It's a photo. It's a Kodak original, and it's larger than the 8x10. What's the next upward? Can you give me the next?
Maybe upward? An 11x14. Was that printed back in when he was young, or when was it printed?
I there's nothing that says anything as far as the date or anything, but yeah. It's a Kodak.
Okay,
it's
what do you
original photo?
What do you think of that, Bill?
Well, I'm trying to listen to some more information about it. I mean, if it's an advertising photo you say you can see Louisville Slugger?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, if it's a Louisville Slugger advertisement, that'd be a different value. Certainly, that could be several hundred dollars or more. If it's just a picture of something, that you're probably looking more in the $100 range.
Maybe if you can send us a picture of it or stop by Triple Crown in Naperville and show it to me, and then we'll be able to give you a better idea on it. Man, what a ton of calls today. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody. If you're ever waiting and we can't get to you and you want to leave a number with the producer, if you want us to contact you, tell them who you want to call during the week, and we'll try to get in touch with you during the week. And now it is time to do the drawing. I've got it on random.org. We'll randomize, and the winner is Dennis from Naperville, actually. Dennis, send an email to vince@ercdelivery.com, and they will get back to you and set up a time this week where they can deliver it free of charge to your door. Have a great week, everybody. Enjoy the NFL draft. We'll be back next week. Thanks for listening.